here, at least in eastern part of Nova Scotia, where from Halifax sort of east towards Cape Breton Island is power. There was a pretty big power interruption with these winds that blew through. At one point during the height of the storm on Saturday, there were 450,000 Nova Scotia Power customers without lights. To put that into perspective, Nova Scotia Power has about 550,000 customers total. So a good portion of the province was without electricity at that point. That number has moved down significantly. We're in the 150,000 to 200,000 customer range now, which is still a lot, but it is better than it was on Saturday morning, and they're making headway on it as we move along. The bad news, Monday morning we had a big storm system move through again, obviously not as big as the hurricane, but some thunderstorms attached to that and some heavy rain, so that's put back things a little bit as they try to get the power back on.
You've been on the East Coast for a lengthy period of time. Have you ever seen anything like this, Dan?
It is comparable. This is my third hurricane now since I moved out here. This one, a little bit comparable to Dorian about 3 years ago. The damage, obviously, not as widespread in the Halifax area where I am. With the eye coming further east towards Cape Breton Island, they really took the brunt of the storm. No doubt you've seen the pictures on TV of Portabasque, Newfoundland, that got hit pretty hard. Prince Edward Island took a pretty good whack in the storm as well. We saw trees down here. We saw fences pulled over. There was one building over across the harbor in Dartmouth that lost its roof. 100 people were evacuated there. Each of these storms, they're different. Each one has its own characteristics. This one was more of a rain event for us here in Halifax. We got 150 millimeters of rain and I think it was about 6 or 7 hours. Some localized flooding there, but I'm cautioning people to say that Halifax getting off easy on this is probably not the right terminology to use, but we certainly got off easier than we did from Hurricane Dorian 3 years ago.
We're with Dan Allstrand from City News Halifax talking about Hurricane Fiona. Dan, I take it there was advance warning that this was coming, but does anything prepare you for what transpires?
There was. We started talking about the storm last week, in fact, right after the Queen's funeral on Monday. Nova Scotians are well-versed in these storms, and when the Canadian Hurricane Center, which is located here in Dartmouth, started talking about storm of historical proportions, I think Nova Scotians bought into that, and they started preparing. Just walking around Wednesday, Thursday, at the grocery stores, you saw a big run on things like bottled water, canned food. I think Nova Scotians were prepared as you can be for these things. But like I said earlier, each one of these storms brings its own unique characteristics, and you never really know exactly how bad it's going to be until it hits. I stayed the night in the radio station on Friday night into Saturday morning, and the wind was blowing on the windows so hard it kept me up most of the night. And we didn't see that in Dorian. The wind direction was different because of where the track was. So each storm is very unique.
From your own standpoint, Dan, or from the people that you'll be talking to in Halifax and on the East Coast, is fear a distinct factor here?
Everybody gets, I don't know if it's fear, but you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach that something bad is going to happen. But Nova Scotians in general are a pretty resilient bunch. I was out yesterday and Saturday after the broadcast, just walking around my neighborhood to take a look to see some of the damage. And you see neighbors helping neighbors, you know, the chainsaws are out, people are filling up trucks with debris, with branches, with leaves, with tree trunks, whatever they can do. The people I saw, everybody was kind of jovial, everybody was laughing. And I'll tell you a funny story. Right in the parking lot of our radio station, there's a Tim Hortons outlet, and it managed to keep its power on throughout the storm. And when I left here Saturday evening around supper time, there was a lineup of cars trying to get into that Tim Hortons at least 200 deep. So people were waiting in hours and hours just to get a cup of Tim Hortons coffee.
The power of Tim's. I shouldn't giggle, but that is a great story. Dan, finally, what do you see on the horizon for Halifax, for the East Coast, as it pertains to your weather pattern?
The experts, there's obviously that's going to be the discussion moving forward. Things are changing with climate change, and these storms are becoming more frequent. Just to give you a little bit of a timeline, we had Hurricane Juan 20 years ago, and then we didn't get a major hurricane hit until Dorian 3 years ago, and now we've had another one. So the intensity of these storms, this was the strongest storm that has ever hit Canada if based on pressure values, it's 935 millibars for those that can follow that. So these storms are getting more frequent, they're getting more intense. Nova Scotians and Atlantic Canadians are going to have to deal with these on a more regular basis, it seems.
Dan, thanks for the update. Really appreciate it. I know you're very busy, but thanks for getting in touch.
No problem.